for Tony Stewart, and I think this is going to be a huge
kick.
Yeah,
this is a big boost for Craig Kinsey.
You got him and Donnie Schatz as teammates.
Definitely.
That's bad.
That's nasty.
Yes.
Tony's put together as him a little super team there.
Yeah, that's
Schatz will bring Parker Stores with him, the Parker Fluid Power Hydraulic Supply Stores with him. Of course, Craig Kinsey, Bass Pro Shop. So, I mean, he's not hurting for sponsors. He's in good shape there.
That's going to be a terror right there, them two guys. And it'll be interesting to see him in a few weeks out at Volusia Speedway Park. And I mean, I think Craig Kinsey is a front points runner.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, talking about the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars, I often look at the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars as well as the World of Outlaw Late Models, and I wonder, who would not want to be affiliated with these two divisions of motorsports, the two biggest on the planet, so to speak? And Advance Auto Parts has stepped up, and they are the new title sponsor of the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars, and I think that's exciting, but World of Outlaw Late Models still looking.
They made that announcement at the PRI show that Advance Auto Parts has stepped up, and I seen a couple of guys from Advance Auto Parts at the PRI show, and they seemed just excited as the World of Outlaw group was, you know, to have them, and you know, that's a big deal.
That's a huge deal. Yeah. Advance Auto Parts has been involved with the Super Dirt Series for many years, the big block. So to see them kind of expand out and stay with World Racing Group and, of course, attach themselves to the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars, I think it's wonderful. I don't want it to be one of these deals where they do a season, back out. We've seen so many oil companies do this, Quaker State. Pennzoil was with them for quite a few years, but I hope it's more of a long-term commitment.
Yeah, I noticed two and Tennessee Thunder, sponsored by Advance Auto Parts.
Advance Auto Parts, absolutely.
And, so they seem to take to the dirt racing pretty good. I think a lot of people are starting to take to dirt racing, man.
And they really are. And you wonder, is Advance Auto Parts doing what O'Reilly Auto Parts has done? O'Reilly Auto Parts, Billy, is phenomenal. You know who they are attached with. So many different dirt divisions in racing. And O'Reilly Auto Parts don't have a store in Florida. Yeah, they're Georgia, they're, Carolinas, Tennessee.
They're tied with the Southern All-Stars, and now they're tied with the All-Stars Circuit of Champions.
Absolutely.
I mean, maybe that's the way what they needed.
They're everywhere. And hopefully Advance Auto Parts, which has stores local, they sponsor Volusia Speedway Park, and now, of course, stepping up as the title sponsor of the sprint cars, those stores are everywhere. So, folks, visit those stores. Tell them that you're happy they're on board with the World of Outlaws, because we certainly will.
You want me to say something, though?
You're getting a headache, man.
No.
Let me just say, Bill, if I had a head like yours and it didn't ache, then I'd be worried.
Why are you being mean to me, man?
I don't know.
Because it's just the two of us in there?
That's all.
You don't have You don't have Randy to yell at or pick on?
I don't yell at him, you know, and I tell you.
So you have to pick on me this time?
He usually kind of gets away with one or two comments, you know, and I just kind of let it slide, and I sit over here, and I let you two go at it, you know. You just need somebody to pick on tonight, you know, and he's not here to do that, so. He's not.
He's supposed to call. He didn't call. We're trying to get Danny Johnson on the phone. We figured we call the track and tell him to turn the lights out and tell him we're looking for him, and we don't know if that worked or not, but we're trying to get him on the phone so we can talk to him for the last 10 minutes or 5 minutes of the show and see what he's got in plans and in store to see if he's going to do the Brunswick deal and then do the East Bay deal and then come to us or what he's going to do.
All right, I think we got him. He's thinking, oh, man, they got a hold of me. Let me tell you, man, talking to him out there this afternoon, the dude, he's cool. He's been doing it for many, many years, and Mark has come through and with us right now after hard.
What's up? You want to go to the track? I'll pick you up.
Yeah, we'll go, Danny. Come on, come get us.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just go there, stay there? Yeah. All right. I'll go there, too, just to make sure
you get it. Turn it up, Mark.
Come on,
turn it up.
Conversation without us.
Turn it up.
Hello?
Hey, Danny.
Yeah?
Who are you talking to?
My truck driver.
Okay, man. Did you ever get the tires fixed on that thing?
No.
Didn't call Boulevard? Okay, all right.
Just forgot all about it.
All right. So
now we're stuck here with flat.
they'll respond, but it'll cost you triple now, man. It's after dark.
They got lights on.
Yeah. Well, Danny Johnson, driver the number 27J. We got the doctor on board with us. And, Danny, you were, I guess old Larry turned the lights on for you. You got to experience Volusia tonight all by yourself. How'd the test go, man?
Well, it's Volusia, you know.
Yeah,
it's,
I hear you.
It was a lot of fun. We burned off a lot of tires. The track was a little hard today. But, yeah, we had a lot of fun out there. We got some experience, which was what we needed because, you know, the steerings are a little different in these cars than what we're used to. And
yeah.
Setups and whatnot, so we just come down and get some time on the track, which we accomplished, and everything went, halfway decent.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, man. Of course, Volusia Speedway Park doesn't owe you anything. Things go really well with you. Of course, when you're in the modified, you've enjoyed a lot of success in that car. But Billy and I, Billy, of course, the flagman at Volusia Speedway Park, and we were talking the crossover we see, and not only you, but several drivers, Tim Fuller, who, of course, you know very well, is supposed to come down, and, Vic Coffey, all these guys crossing over into a late model just to get a little more time on the dirt. I mean, that's got to be what it is, right? Just another kind of race car.
It's a little bit better of a race car than a modified. It's, they handle better, and they race for a little bit more money, which is kind of a bonus because, we're all kind of businessmen, and
no doubt,
we just can't race for nothing, and, the modifieds just haven't grown like they should have the last 10 years, and just everybody needs to switch to survive. It's a survival more than anything.
But you are going to have your mod here, right, for the Dirt Car Nationals?
Yeah. Jeff's going to bring me down a modified too. So
you're going to run both classes?
The plan is, anyways. Yeah, that's the plan.
And you're on your way to Brunswick now, huh?
We just got down here at Volusia, and we're going to go up there and have a practice day tomorrow up there. And then the first race will be on Wednesday.
Wow, that is awesome, man. I'm glad to see you here so early. But Jeff Isabel giving you this opportunity in the JIR Motorsports entry. And car looked beautiful, if I could say, seeing it this afternoon. That Monte Carlo, that GRT, that's a fine machine, man. And Jeff's got his son, of course, young Hollywood Joe Isabel in the team car. Did Joe get some track time tonight as well, Danny?
Yeah, we did really great. We did some side-by-side running, and I just had a lot of fun out there, just getting used to it, and my car, his car, they're both good race cars. The GRTs, they were put together really well, and, we bought them used, and the guys we bought them from got them going good because we didn't have no troubles with them at all today. Everything was really smooth.
That is great, man. I know you got quite a crew of guys with you here, and you want to thank all these guys that are helping you. This is your opportunity, Danny. I know these guys taking what's probably going to be over a month off to be down here in the South for the Winter Nationals campaign.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, these guys just really, putting out an effort to come down here with me for, 3-4 weeks to test and tune and get this stuff done. I can't thank these guys enough. Jeff Isabel and his two guys who've got working with them. We come down here with three guys and two drivers, and that's a lot of work. And we're probably two guys short, but we do the best we can what we got, and let's be glad we have the opportunity to do it.
After you leave Brunswick, will you go home or will you head to East Bay too?
Well, it depends on how it goes, but right. We got to see how things go, and we're hoping to stay down here until the end of the speed weeks.
Well, I'm sure it'd be nice between now and when you come to Volusia on the 4th or 5th of February. It'd be nice to, or the week after that, it'd be nice to knock down a couple wins, not only at Brunswick, but if you do make it East Bay, knock down a couple wins in that late model. And I'm for sure when you get here in that big block, you'll be too tough to tame like you usually are when you get here with it. So I hope things go well for you. I'd like to see you be able to hit all three places and maybe pick up two or three wins at each one, or at least one at each one. And I know it's tough, but I'm sure you'll have that under you.
Well, we're going to try to go for the wins, but first we have to qualify. We got to crawl before we can walk. So
yeah,
we got long.
Well, if you ever,
I know I got a lot of experience, but still, we got a lot to learn yet.
If you ever feel like you get behind in the late model, just pull the big block out, and I guarantee you they'll put you in the show.
There you go.
No doubt. The doctor, Danny Johnson, we want to thank you tonight, man. I know you're busy. You guys are getting ready to roll out of there, but means a lot that you spent a couple of minutes with us on Trackside tonight, my man.
Okay, my pleasure. Thanks for giving me your time.
All right, buddy. All right. We'll see you soon.
Yes, sir.
The Dr. Right. Danny Johnson from Rochester, New York. He is, of course, the defending UMP Dirt Car Nationals champion back in 2007. And, buddy, did he burn him up
one
last year or what?
One of the nicest guys.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
You'll ever meet.
He really is. Super Dirt Week champion in 2006, the big block and the small block. He did that. And then, of course, up at Syracuse
he was
Mile.
Mr. Dirt.
He's been Mr. Dirt several times. I mean, this guy, he's absolutely
incredible.
It's
either him or Brett Hearn, it seems like.
Yep. And let me just go over a couple of these sponsors. He's driving, of course, the JIR Motorsports, Morrison Performance Powered, A&D Structures, Pipe Pros, Oneida View Pile Driving, GRT Monte Carlo SS. You can see, of course, his car owner's son, Joe Isabel. They call him Hollywood in the other car. But a couple of great guys right there.
You think if he gets tired the second week, if he gets tired running that late model and running that mod, maybe I could drive the mod one night?
You know what?
You know,
I know you're joking, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you ask him to, I guarantee he'd let you. That's the worst part about it. For him. I'm going to tell you that right now.
One of them last year told me he let me pack the track in the car.
I got to pack the track in Rick Singler's late model. Yeah. Buddy, that was a hoot, man. Let me tell you, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, he said, if you can get in the seat, Bill, you can pack the – if you can get in the seat, you can pack the track.
That's who said that?
I can't remember. It was one of them guys.
Well, he must have been one of them guys from up north there, up in New York. Sure. And those are the nicest guys, man. They come down here. Look at – you know, we talked about Tim McCready. You know, now Danny Johnson, you know. All these guys are just so nice, approachable. And I'm glad that that we get an opportunity to see these guys once a year. But the doctor, Danny Johnson, you can see him at Volusia Speedway Park. And there's a guy, fine example, a guy that's going to take advantage of Frankie Lloyd's event up at Golden Isles.
That's what I said. I mean, a lot of the guys are the big blocks are making a switch to the late models, you know, because of the money. I mean, you can make a lot of money racing these late models. And like he said, the big block just didn't take off like it should over the last few years.
And that's one thing we ran out of time, but I really wanted to touch on was why. You know, what is his take on that? They're non-existent in the state of Florida.
That's what I couldn't figure out. Is like
non-existent.
The Knights who paid $10,000 and $12,000 to win the late models, I think they only pay like $5,000 to win the big blocks, you know.
And let me tell you, there's more of an investment in that race car than a late model. I guarantee it.
I'll tell you something. If you've never seen Tony Stewart in one of them big blocks.
I have.
I know, but I'm saying if anybody has never seen Tony Stewart in a big block at Volusia, he's pretty bad.
Yes, he is. And I remember old Blaney that year in that big block. He was tough. Yeah. He was tough. But Danny, just one of the many guys you can see at Volusia Speedway Park. It all kicks off February 5th through the 16th for the Alltel Wireless Dirt Car Nationals.
I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure everybody else is. If you can catch Speed Fest this weekend at Lakeland, or if you can catch the Big Ten, or whatever they're calling it, that Brunswick 10,000 to win each night.
What did they call that? Come on, Billy.
I can't remember.
You said it, and it was catchy. Gosh, it's the 10. They say 10 twice in it.
Yeah.
The 10 for 10. Oh, man. Anyway, go online. GoldenIslesSpeedway.com, I'm sure. You can find it there. But all of the action for 10 straight nights at Golden Isles Speedway in Brunswick, Georgia. Don't forget, like Billy said, of course, Speed Fest. New Smyrna Speedway, are they back in action?
No, not until Speed Weeks or whatever it is. I don't think they go back to action then. But like I said, Speed Fest, and I want to wish all the luck to all the late model guys that are going to Brunswick to run with the sportsman cars for 3-4 nights. You guys that are listening, you know you're going. Have a good time. Be safe, fellas.
Absolutely. Folks, for everybody here at Trackside tonight on WNDB.AM and RealRacingUSA.com, thanks for listening. So long.
Good night.